And a reminder what every guy in uniform is playing for tonight, to be named the Water Street Grill Ocean Trophies Player of the Game. It comes up during the Water Street Grill postgame show. Ed on the Field will interview that player of the game, who will receive a $25 gift certificate to the Water Street Grill on Robbins Parkway in Toms River. Stop in for a bite before or after the game and catch all the college and pro football action on their 21 HD TVs. In addition to that, they get a beautiful trophy from Ocean Trophies, the official trophy supplier of the Shore Sports Network on Route 9 in Lenoka Harbor.
I'm making a recommendation that we have a postseason team dinner at Water Street Grill.
For what team?
Ours, the broadcast team.
We could probably arrange
that. Get together.
Let's do that.
Ed's got some of those gift cards kicking around. He doesn't actually give them to the kids.
No.
He just presents them and takes them back.
We do take them back immediately.
It's been a nice addition to the postgame show.
I mailed the one out this week to the kid who was your player of the game last week, kid, but McArdle from Middletown South, he probably got that and said, "Where's Tom's River?"
I said that last week.
Did you?
I said, we're going to give it to a Middletown South kid. He's not even going to know where Tom's River is.
But I did mention during the interview that they have made the trip down the parkway two times this year to Brick and have beaten both schools, Memorial and Brick, by the identical scores of 17-14. So I told him after the interview that if he just goes about another 5 or 6 miles, you'll run into Tom's River.
Or he could just give it to Antonucci and, you know.
He's closer.
Well, the Mustangs will get the ball as Howell won the toss and elected to receive, so they will kick from left to right on your dial. Cold night here at Brick Memorial. Coldest night of the year that we've done a game so far.
Kurt Battacabe back deep to receive the kick along with Ray Contrucci. And it will be getting set to kick off here at Cody Hubbs. So half away from Brick Memorial potentially entering the playoffs with a losing record, or Howe keeping alive their chances for a winning season with two more games to follow. Hubs kicks this one high and deep. Contrucci sandals under it at the 2. You're on line. Comes to the 5, now to the 10. Up the seam to the 15. Gets to the 20, out to the 25, to the 30. Now to the 35. You're on line. Coming to the near sideline at the 45. Will slip at midfield and then get driven out of bounds by Hubs, the kicker, who has a word to say. I don't know that you talk about your hit as a kicker when the return was brought back about 50-plus yards, but a good return nonetheless. Good speed there, Ed.
Jackson scored on their opening drive. I'm sorry. Jackson scored on their opening drive of the third quarter. They now lead Freehold Township 37-0.
If that doesn't happen once a game, I don't feel complete. First down and 10 for Brick Memorial. Trailing 14-7. Double wing, single receiver set. Pinho wanting to throw. Going to the seam. He's got Contrucci open, but he cannot hang on to the pass. Just a bit overthrown.
Well, there were two receivers and one defender in the middle, somewhere in the middle, but, I mean, he was wide open. Just needed to get a little more air under that one, and that is 6 points.
Ed, that's one that they talk about at halftime, obviously setting that up. Hey, we're going to come out first play. We're going to throw the football.
And you know what? Like Kevin said, he was wide open. All he had to do was get it to him, but 0 for 2 on the night. His first two passes of the year, maybe ever.
Split receiver set again. Here is Pinho running the option this time off to the left. Hal does a great job of defending it. Coming up to make the tackle is Jimerson. Forward progress will take the ball to the Hal 44-yard line. Gain of about a yard and a half. Brings up a third and long 8. We're just up and running here in the second half. Hal leading it 14-7 over Brick Memorial. Rebels, even with the win, no chance to advance into the state playoffs. Brick Memorial can advance even with a loss as they have played their 8 games. Pinho wanting to throw again. Steps up in the pocket, in trouble, and will get dropped. Not sure if it's going to go as a sack. I think he might have gotten forward progress, but giving heavy pressure and getting the tackle was J.P. Rodriguez, the senior outside linebacker.
Well, we're going to see something we haven't seen tonight yet, a punt, at least we think, from Anthony Miller.
Miller will step into it about his own 45-yard line. Back deep is Nick Craig. Low snap. Miller takes a step to his right, angles it to the sideline, and it will go out of bounds at about the 25-yard line.
Not quite the angle he wanted.
And the referee continuing to walk up. They'll spot it at the 28. So a kick that goes for only 16 yards.
That was sort of an opportunity wasted there. The great kickoff return by Contrucci, and then first down, guy wide open, could have been a touchdown, and then it's three and out, and a 16-yard punt and against the Howell team that you really can only get so far behind because you just don't expect to stop them on a consistent basis.
Central leading St. John Vianney at the half, one we haven't talked about, 26-21. On the first play from scrimmage, the give here is to Corelli off the right side. Gets good yardage out to the Howell 42-yard line. That'll go as a gain of 14.
Boy, a nice job, too, switching hands once he got to the outside, putting the ball on the outside under the outside arm. Good job by Corelli. Second nice run of the night.
Corelli stays in here as the single back to the left of Davies. Operating from the shotgun, two receivers to either side. Ball here from the right hash mark. Davies going to roll left. He is a righty. Flip it into the deep flat. Catch made by Yeagle, who steps out of bounds close to midfield. They'll spot it at the Howell 49-yard line. It goes as a gain of 7 and brings up a 2nd and 3. Red Bank Catholic leading Toms River East 42-0. That game is in the third quarter. Second down here and 2. Here's the draw play. Going for Corelli to midfield. And he is stacked up and dropped there. Three green jerseys off the bottom of the pile. Vern Henderson, number 71. Ray Contrucci on the tackle. You see a couple of new numbers working their way into the lineup here for Brick Memorial.
By the way, Matt, I do have a number change for you, which I'll give you on those deep guys on the kickoff.
All right. Third down here and 1. Davies under pressure, gets sacked. Diodato charging hard from his defensive end spot, and it sends Howe back into their own territory. A loss of 10 on the play brings up a 4th and 11.
Well, how about that? Back-to-back stops. And for the first time tonight, the Rebels will have to punt.
Boy, those centers got to stay warm on a night like this, you know, especially if it's somebody that's not in the game. And I do not think that the Howell snapper has played yet.
Cody Hubbs on to punt.
Other than kick. Right.
Contrucci back deep. Stands at his own 25-yard line. Good snap. No problem. Fielded with pressure coming. End over end kick. Contrucci calls for the fair catch, makes it at the 31-yard line. And the number change.
Number 4 is Rob Triano. I only mention that because he is the backup quarterback tonight. If Cody Pinhole should suffer any sort of injury, it would be Triano who would enter the game.
Okay.
So I believe you had called the 4 that you had on the program, right?
I hadn't said 4 all night, but that's okay.
Oh, I thought he was the, or is it 6 maybe, Triano?
Six is Triano. I hadn't mentioned his name tonight either, but I do appreciate the information. On the first down carry, right into the line goes Brick Memorial and Anthony Miller. He will lose a half a yard to set up a 2nd and 11 with 8 minutes to go in the third quarter, and Howe leading it 14-7.
That would be instead of number 5, Matt. I'm sorry. That's who was deep on the kickoffs. So Triano's wearing 5.
All right. The five on the roster is not the five that's playing tonight.
That's correct.
That was Kurt Batacabe.
That's
we were talking
right. He
about.
Is no longer on the team.
All right. Here is Contrucci on the carry off the left side. He will work his way forward to the 38-yard line. Get eight and bring up a third down and long two.
He's a tough kid, Contrucci. So you know somewhere along the line somebody called the Batacabe family and said, I thought your son wasn't playing anymore.
That's why I wanted to
he's playing tonight.
Yeah. Or someone called and said, why do they keep saying five Batacabe when it's five Triano?
Yeah. We only do what they tell us on the roster.
That's right. Is correct.
They don't give us the changes, we don't know.
Here's that quick-hitting fullback trap play up the middle for Miller. Off the right side, gets to the 44-yard line, has a first down on a gain of six with 6:50 to go in the third quarter.
John Devaney, the left guard, came up limping on that last play, limping pretty good. He's bent over right now. He's going to try and stay in the game.
Mustangs have been hurt all year on the offensive line, playing with a lot of backups there. A lot of kids getting a lot of experience. They'll be back next year for the Mustangs.
Here's Pinho under pressure, wants to throw, rolls right, and will get sacked. Tim Donahue, number 77, the first man on the scene, got help from a couple of other white jerseys, but it was Donahue to cause the pressure and get the sack. About a half-yard loss to bring up a second and 11.
Well, I think it's about time I made a comment here on the passing game here. I just don't understand. I mean, you have basically run up and down the field with the run game. Would you agree?
Yeah, it's worked pretty well.
Here's the option to the left side. Late pitch to Contrucci.
Late pitch? That's an understatement. Contrucci was almost ready to head out of bounds or whatever. Boy, that could have been a disaster. Pinho actually had the yardage.
Yeah, he picked up 8 yards.
Then he threw it back. But again, you know, this is relatively new to him, and I think we all agree that.
I think he's done a great job tonight.
He's done a terrific job.
I mean, I don't want to put the kiss of death on him, but there have been no exchange problems. And let's face it, Memorial has had exchange problems this year with Saplinski.
Linesman coming in. Brick Memorial wants a timeout, and they will take it. 5:40 to go in the third quarter. Howell leading it 14-7. We step out for 30 seconds. We're back with more Friday Night Football on the Shore Sports Network.
Gateway Toyota Scion is proud to be a part of the Jersey Shore community and a sponsor of tonight's high school sports coverage. Gateway's community involvement includes such programs as Ocean County VestaCop, Lacey Rescue Squad, sponsorship of the local Little League, high school athletic departments, high school booster clubs, and much more. Once again, good luck to all the high school athletes from Gateway Toyota Scion. Gateway Toyota Scion, Route 37 in Toms River. As they say, we love to help.
Now, back to Friday Night Football on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and Classic Rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk.
Kevin Williams, Matt Harmon, Ed Sarluka here, your broadcast crew, ably assisted on site by Brad Burescano, and of course back at the studios of the Shore Sports Network, our main man Frank Costantino, delighted to bring you this Friday night game in which Brick Memorial on the move trying to tie things up. They trail Howell 14-7.
5:40 to go in the third quarter. Pinho stepping up under center, has trips off to his right, movement on one side, on the other. But this should be Brick Memorial. I don't believe that Howell broke the plane of the line of scrimmage.
No, they did.
Wow.
If they did, the big guy, wasn't by much up here.
Yeah, the big guy, number 77, the nose. That'll give Memorial a first down. Let's update that Middletown South Lacey game. It is now 35-0 Middletown South, who looks like they will win their sixth game in a row. Lacey just did not recover this week from the short week of practice they had. They played Monday afternoon against a real good Neptune team.
Red Bank Catholic 42-0 over Toms River East.
First down and 10 here for the Stangs. From the Howe 43-yard line, option off to the right side, and again, Pinho will get dropped. This time it is Flournoy. I'm going to correct that and say Flournoy, Kevin. There's no R up on this roster. We had one with an R, but this one doesn't have it.
Okay.
I'm going to say Flournoy.
You'd say whatever you want, my friend.
Kevin, Justin Hockaday, if you remember the North game.
Yes, player of the game.
Player of the game has not touched the ball tonight, I don't believe, on offense.
I believe you're correct.
Here's Miller. Fumble. Ball down, and it is recovered by Howe. Rebels will take it over at the 49-yard line, picked up by Kyle Conrad.
Well, not a good turnover that time by Brick Memorial, as Howell, who has struggled on defense, comes up with the big turnover.
And just talking about that Lacey South game, Lacey, I can't remember what we said, to be honest with you. We said in or out of South 3.
I believe they will get in at 4-4, Matt. They have already played their eight games.
They'll actually go in at 4-5.
Well, they'll go in at 4-5, right, but obviously with the cutoff, they'll only count the first 4-4 record. Same thing with Brick Memorial. If they were to lose this one, they would be 4-5.
Davies set up, stops, throws, finds Robinson at the 45-yard line and takes it to the 47-yard line. That will go as a gain of about 6, bring up a 2nd-and-4.
Lacey currently 6th in South Jersey Group 3. Kingsway and Oakcrest behind them.
And don't forget Manchester getting beat. Looks like they will lose that game. That will keep Lacey ahead of Manchester. That would have hurt Lacey's chances a little bit, but
5 wide receivers. Davies in trouble. Able to get away from Eccles. Stop throw. Throw one behind the line of scrimmage. Broken tackle made. Craig made the reception on the far side. And he will lose about a half yard, but tried hard to get forward progress. Good swarming tackle that time by Brick Memorial.
You know, it's interesting. It does seem like when Howell rolls, they roll more to the left for the right-handed throwing Davies than they do to the right. Matt, you agree?
I would agree.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've seen him roll right.
Yeah, I don't
tonight,
know if I did.
At least.
One time, I think, but he did it to escape pressure.
Well, he was running that time also to escape pressure, as Memorial did throw a couple of linebackers. Always seem to be a little bit more impressively defensively when they throw some linebackers.
3rd down here and 4. Davies zings one, finds Robinson in Memorial territory. That catch made at the Stang 48-yard line. It'll go as a gain of 6 and a 1st down.
Well, Yeagle's got the 2 touchdown catches, but I think Robinson's been the favorite receiver of Davies tonight. A lot of those short crossing patterns where he just sits across the middle. Keeps this drive alive just over the midfield line at the Memorial 48-yard line with 3 minutes left in the 3rd quarter.
Clock continuing to move here, 14-7, Rebels. Screenplay, Corelli with blockers in front to the 45, gets to the 40 to the 35, far sideline 30, down inside the 30, takes it to the 25, knocked out of bounds at the 24-yard line, a gain of 24, 1st down and 10 for Howell.
Great time for that as Memorial have been trying to bring more pressure. Boy, Corelli's like a little bowling ball, 5'7", 165-pound junior, and really has replaced Oftering as the main running back for most of this game and done a great job.
He has. By the way, Mondon won that football game over Freehold 8-6. So Mondon will enter the playoffs on a high note.
Record of 5-3.
1st down and 10. It is Davies, quarterback draw. Inside the 20, gets to the 15. And dragged down there. Tackle made by Jack Fair. Gain of 9 to bring up a 2nd and 1.
Well, Howell would be in great shape with a drive here if produces a touchdown, a two-score lead.
You would think, for sure.
Yeah.
And certainly the potential to put up more points. Second and one with 2 minutes left. Rolling off to the left. Davies stops, throws to the corner. Out of the reach, the intended receiver, Yeagle. And it will set up a third and one.
Covered that time by Zach Santos, who came into tonight's game with an impressive 6 interceptions and an even more impressive 3 of them returned for touchdowns.
Third and one coming up here with 1:58 to go in quarter number 3. Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, Ed Saraluca, Frank Costantino pushing the buttons in the studios, and Brad Bioscano here as our ably assisted on-site engineer. Corelli will get it. Slips through the line. Needs to get to the 15 for a first down. And it looks like he's going to get just over the 15. And yeah, be very close to a first down.
Now he's going to be a little short, Matt, about a half a yard short.
Fourth and about a half a yard.
Howell might be the only team in the shore in which this is a passing down.
I would agree.
Memorial will go to their base defense here.
Davies looks like he's going to step up under center here for the first time all night.
Quarterback sneak.
Quarterback sneak off the left side. Falls forward and will easily have the first down. Takes it to about the 13-yard line. That's, I think, the only play in the playbook for Howe where Davies is under center.
Yeah. That and victory formation.
First down and 10 with 60 seconds and rolling. Howell spreads it out. Back is Corelli off to the left. Davies from his back foot throws. Intended receiver Craig. That'll go as an incompletion. There's a flag down as well. It's going to be a hold against Howell.
Well, it might be a late hit.
Well, we're going to give you a scoring update from Al Saner Field at Point Pleasant, where John Dunbar has rushed for his third touchdown of the night. And the Panthers blanking Manchester 29-0.
We all have that game wrong, huh?
Boy, you are not kidding.
Spot foul. It's a hold against how it was thrown at the 20, which was about 6 or 7 yards in the backfield to begin with. Turns out here to be second down and 26 after a 16-yard penalty.
Is it first or second down, Matt?
Davies setting up on a first down. Excuse me, they had second up on the scoreboard, but you are correct. It is first down on the field. Screenplay set up to Corelli off the left side, and he will take it to the 27-yard line. Gain of about 3 and bring up a second and 23 with 30 seconds and running here in the third quarter.
Yeah, downs don't mean too much to Howell, and also distance doesn't mean too much. I mean, they're going to throw it whether it's second and short or third and 30. They will have to run a play here. They will not be able to run the clock out here. I don't know what they're doing.
10 seconds left. They certainly don't have to be up. They're not in any rush. They're actually going to use a timeout.
Okay.
With that, we'll take a quick timeout as well. 7 seconds to go here in the third quarter. It is Howell 14, Frick Memorial 7. We're back in 30 seconds to wrap up quarter number 3 with the Rebels up by 7. You're listening to Friday Night Football here on the Shore Sports Network.
Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers are proud to support Jersey Shore High School sports. We know you play hard, but please, play safe. And if an injury does occur, know that our orthopedic sports medicine specialists are experts in the very latest minimally invasive techniques. To learn more about the great orthopedic care at Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers, visit barnabashealth.org or call 888-724-7123.
Now, back to Friday Night Football on the Shore Sports Network, WOPM AM 1160 and 1310, and Classic Rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk.
Back from Brick Memorial High School, our Friday Night Game of the Week has the Rebels of Howell leading Brick Memorial 14-7. Unless things change dramatically in a game out of the area in which Southern was up big on Middletown North, even with a loss, Rick Memorial would get into the Central Jersey Group 4 playoffs. They have played their requisite 8 games before the cutoff. This is their 9th of the season. Meaningless in one way. Flags are out. Davies here going to the end zone. He's got a man. Incomplete. The intended receiver was Walter Decanio. It was thrown pretty quick. I'm not sure. I think perhaps procedure. I think somebody for Howell may have got it started early.
Yep, shift the call. They will refuse that one.
That'll also take us to the end of the third quarter. Rick Memorial will decline the penalty and set up third down and long.